I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. 1 year after Hamas-led militants killed about 1,200 people in southern Israel and took about 250 people hostage, VOA spoke with the families and loved ones still coping with the October 7th attack and its aftermath. Linda Gradstein has this report.
A year on, hostage families still stage mass protest rallies demanding that the Israeli government bring back some 100 remaining hostages. Avichai Brodich from Kibbutz Kfar Aza began the protest movement days after his wife and three young children were taken hostage on October 7th. His family was released in the November hostage deal, but Brodich says Israeli society still feels the trauma.
As a nation, we have to remember this as part of the Jewish history, but personally, if you ask me, I'd like to live my life, you know, just look forward, live in peace, you know, after we suffered so much, you know, both sides suffered so much.
Linda Gradstein, VOA News in the Gaza border communities.
A new study shows since the war began in Gaza, the U.S. has spent a record amount on military aid to Israel. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
A Brown University report released on the Hamas attacks anniversary shows the U.S. has spent at least $17.9 billion in military aid for Israel, by far the most in 1 year. Another $4.86 billion has gone into stepped-up U.S. military operations in the region to counter Iranian-backed groups. It's one of the first tallies of estimated American costs since last October 7th.
No administration has helped Israel more than I have. None.
President Biden on Friday, even as funding for Israel has divided Americans during the presidential race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For additional updates on these and all the stories we're covering, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The southeastern U.S. state of Florida is preparing for its largest evacuation since 2017 as Hurricane Milton intensifies in the Gulf of Mexico on its path towards Florida's western coast, coming on the heels of devastating Hurricane Helene less than 2 weeks ago. The Miami-based U.S. National Hurricane Center says Milton has already strengthened from a tropical storm Sunday to a Category 5 hurricane Monday, with maximum sustained winds of 250 kilometers per hour. Forecasters projected Milton will make landfall early Wednesday, most likely hitting near the heavily populated Tampa Bay area. In an AP interview, National Hurricane Center Branch Chief Specialist Dan Brown said there are already warnings in the area for a life-threatening storm surge.
Storm surge is a tremendous risk at the moment, and we want folks in that storm surge watch area to be listening to the local officials. If they're told to evacuate, do so. Besides the potentially life-threatening storm surge, there will be damaging hurricane-force winds as well as flooding rainfall across portions of the state.
Tunisia's incumbent president says he'll wait for official election results before declaring victory, while acknowledging exit polls showing him winning by a landslide, decisively beating two rivals, one of whom is now in prison. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Supporters of current Tunisian president Kais Saied celebrated in the capital on Sunday night. That's after an exit poll showed him winning the country's election with a landslide of 89.2% of votes. Official results are not expected until Monday evening. Tunisia had been hailed as the only relative success story of the 2011 Arab Spring uprisings for introducing a competitive, though flawed, democracy following decades of autocratic rule. But rights groups say Saied, in power since 2019, has undone those democratic gains while removing institutional and legal checks on his power. He has rejected criticism, saying he is fighting a corrupt elite and traitors. Senior figures from the biggest parties, which largely oppose Saied, have been imprisoned on various charges over the past year.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. A team of international scientists is in Fukushima, Japan, to ensure the safe discharge of treated radioactive water from a damaged nuclear power plant there. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Japan began discharging the wastewater in August of last year. The plant was damaged in the 2011 earthquake and tsunami, triggering meltdowns in its reactors and large amounts of radioactive water to accumulate. China protested the discharge and blocked imports of Japanese seafood. The team from the International Atomic Energy Agency, which includes Chinese experts, are taking samples from the plant, coastal waters, and a fish market. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.